With Montana News, I'm Sophia Stewart Rossi. An independent and assisted living facility in Kalispell announced one of its residents has tested positive for COVID-19. Montana Public Radio's Aaron Bolton reports all residents and staff are now being tested for the respiratory virus.
A female resident at Emmanuel Lutheran tested positive for the novel coronavirus Tuesday. The facility is home to roughly 300 people who live in apartments or private rooms. CEO Jason Kronk says roughly 200 people live in the building where the female resident tested positive. Kronk says the resident is receiving care while isolated and is in stable condition. Kronk says no other residents or staff are currently experiencing symptoms. He says the state has provided Emmanuel with testing kits.
We'll be testing all of our residents and all of our staff in that building tomorrow, and we will be testing them every week until we have 2 weeks with no positives.
Kronk says results are expected next week. The Flathead City County Health Department says all close contacts to the positive resident have been notified and are isolating. Kronk says prior to the positive case, Emmanuel had been allowing outdoor family visits while residents remained behind a glass wall. Kronk says the facility also participated in surveillance testing offered by the state in May and had no positive cases. This is the first long-term care facility in Flathead County to announce one of its residents testing positive. Aaron Bolton, Montana Public Radio News.
Officials in Montana's second most populated county support holding an all-mail ballot general election in November. Kevin Trevlin reports.
Missoula County Elections Administrator Bradley Seaman says voting by mail is the logical choice amid a worsening coronavirus pandemic.
We've worked closely with our Board of County Commissioners and think that having an all-mail election would be a beneficial way to help ensure great voter turnout, help provide the best services we can while keeping everybody safe.
Last week, clerks and recorders requested Governor Steve Bullock allow counties the option of conducting an all-mail ballot general election. Wednesday, Bullock said he'd make a decision by the county's recommended August 10th deadline. County elections officials made a similar request to conduct the June 2nd primary by mail to avoid crowding and increased exposure to the coronavirus. Bullock agreed, and every county opted for all-mail ballot elections. The letter sent to Bullock's office last week says hundreds of election judges are unwilling to work a traditional polling place election in November due to health concerns. It also says counties are losing polling place venues and are unable to use schools, nursing homes, and other senior centers. Seaman says if a traditional election is held in November, it could put voters and staff alike at greater risk.
It is very well known that at this current climate, we are asking our election workers to put democracy above their health and safety, knowing that there is a chance that they could contract COVID by helping serve on election day.
The June 2nd primary, Montana's first all-mail ballot election, boasted record turnout 10% higher than the last presidential primary election. Seaman says the overall cost to conduct each of those elections was similar, but the price of this year's primary was cheaper per voted ballot. The request to the governor's office comes as President Donald Trump continues to claim mail-in voting in 2020 will lead to a fraudulent election. The clerks and recorders letter says it's, quote, demonstrably false, unquote, that voting by mail is less secure than polling place voting. It says all-mail ballot elections feature security measures absent from traditional polling place elections. Seaman says he isn't aware of a proven voter fraud case in Missoula County history. Kevin Trevlin, Yellowstone Public Radio News.
Kevin Trevlin is Yellowstone Public Radio's Report for America State House reporter. Four large fires continue to burn in Montana today. Nearly 300 personnel are working the 2,500-acre Magpie Rock Fire near Dixon. That fire doubled in size overnight and remains 0% contained, according to an update from the CSKT Division of Fire. It's not threatening any structures, but road closures are in effect for Reveille 6000 Road between Reveille and Magpie, as well as Magpie 5000 Road. Southwest of Polson, firefighters and aerial resources are working to contain the 140-acre Horseshoe Fire, which was started by an unattended campfire Tuesday. There are no evacuations or closures due to the fire, which is reported at 20% contained. The Whistle Creek Fire, burning 7 miles south of Big Timber in Sweetgrass County, is threatening 9 structures, including 3 primary residences. Sweetgrass County Fire Chief Chris Novotny reports the fire has burned 143 acres as of this morning and is 0% contained. The cause of the fire is unknown. The 354-acre Clear Creek fire near Perma is reported as 95% contained. Firefighters will continue to patrol the lines. Several lightning-caused fires were discovered on the Lolo and Bitterroot National Forests after thunderstorms moved through the area Wednesday. Those fires were quickly contained, according to updates from forest officials. Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mike Cooney today unveiled an economic plan for the state. Charles Bolte has more.
Cooney's plan emphasizes in-state hiring for state contractors, growing rural economies, and empowering women in the workforce. Cooney spoke near the Clark Fork River with a handful of supporters in downtown Missoula. Cooney wants the state government to prefer Montana-made products in its purchases.
The state of Montana, who is the state's largest consumer of goods and services, ought to be supporting Montana businesses who create Montana's jobs.
Cooney says he'll issue an executive order to, quote, grant preference in state contracting to companies that do not outsource jobs to other states or countries and penalize companies who outsource more than 25% of jobs, end quote. Cooney says he'll create the Office of Rural Prosperity to help create jobs and bolster economic development. The current lieutenant governor also pledges to expand broadband access.
Setting a target of 90% broadband internet connectivity in all 56 counties in Montana by the end of my first term.
Cooney's plan also proposes paid family leave, child care incentives, public pre-K, and a, quote, Paycheck Transparency Act to address gender wage inequality. Whitney Williams, Cooney's opponent in the Democratic primary, spoke during the event in support of his campaign.
It's time our leaders in Helena focus on making sure that women have the tools and the support system they need to excel in the workplace.
Cooney's plan also includes expanded apprenticeship tax credits and renewable energy worker training grants. Cooney is running against current Republican U.S. Congressman Greg Gianforte in the 2020 governor's race. Gianforte released his own Montana comeback plan earlier this month. Gianforte's plan focused on developing natural resources, boosting the state's technology, manufacturing, and agriculture industries, and rolling back what Gianforte calls unnecessary regulations. Candidates from the Green Party and Libertarian Party are also in the race. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Charles Bolte.